in this episode of BPC.
Mother's Day.
What's it like to be 82 years old and on Grindr?
A $9 computer.
An app to block the Kardashians.
And the Baltimore cop who bit a man's testicles.
All these plus your emails coming up on Bear Podcast. Bear Podcast 567. Bigger than the earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needs to be slapped.
Strip Cards Against Humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it, we had pleasure, that's great.
Is how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
I'm Ray.
And welcome to episode 567, and it's May 11th, Monday.
Happy Mother's Day!
Happy Mother's Day yesterday, but I belated. And happy birthday to Ray! Ray's birthday tomorrow, May 12th.
I'll be 39.
Right. 39 my ass. Or you can 69 my ass.
I'll be 39.
Really? Wait a second, 39? That means you're younger than me. No, no, no. If you're 39, then that means I am 34.
Exactly.
That's right. Okay. Okay, so also, happy birthday to Joe Malucci. He's the, the one who runs Bear Radio Network. And we play this show on Bear Radio Network every Thursday and Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific. So, anyway, it's your birthday. Yeah, so... For Ray's birthday, I treated him out at Smash Burger.
That's right, we had Smash Burger tonight.
Yeah, and to treat us, what kind of onion rings were those? What onion?
Very thin onion strings.
Onion strings?
Yes.
I mean, I like those better than the true onion rings that are really big.
Well, see, sometimes if they're cheap brands, when they fry them, they just get battery and they don't cook all the way.
Yeah, and it's just batter. And
but like if you go get one of those awesome blossoms or Aussie blossoms from Outback or somewhere like that, they're incredible.
Yeah, and like this, to me, this is okay too because they're stringy and you know they are really onions that are covered, but unlike the other onions.
They're
not
thick batter. They're like a little batter and dick with some little sauce and you're ready to go.
So. Which is good, so... Yeah, so happy birthday, Ray.
Well, thank you.
Give us voicemails so you could greet Ray. Okay, so let's just a few weekend updates. I've been programming lately. I've been learning how to program in Android. Then hopefully,
program it for me, can you teach Robbie how to use his?
Okay. Why? He uses an Android?
It's a Galaxy, isn't that Android?
Well, yeah, but. There's a difference between learning how to program an app there than actually using the phone. So he's having trouble? I can be his tech support.
Good. I'll have to call you. Okay. He starts asking about that inferior phone, and I'm like, if it's an iPhone, I can help you out.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay, so over the weekend also, Mike came over. He surprised me. So I was just here, just geeking out. And
all of a sudden, Mike showed up and ruined all that.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Yeah, we had fun last Saturday. We just Sunday I took him out after the softball game yesterday, which we lost.
Did you say you watched the softball games?
No, I didn't go. Didn't watch.
So you go to the best basketball, I mean the football and the basketball games at him, but he won't go watch you play softball.
No,
that is so wrong, Mike. Just
I know.
So wrong.
But he did watch golf the whole afternoon. So I took him out to to Korea. Yeah. Well, yeah. He loves football, basketball, and golf. And I think golf is just, I don't know. I'm thinking of trying out golf though. Have you played golf before? Ever?
I tried when I was younger. I just couldn't get into it. And it's also expensive because by the time you buy the clubs and it's too much money for me.
You know what I heard about buying clubs? Go to a pawn shop. If you get it from a pawn shop and let's say people will be selling it
cheap. Well, yeah, they sell cheap. Yeah.
It will be sold cheap.
So, yeah. I'd buy some cheap shit because if I played, I wouldn't be anything serious.
Oh, yeah. I got to buy something cheap for that. I'm not going to be very serious about it. But
maybe I need to take it up because then I can put me a little putting green back in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday mornings when they're out there screaming and yelling in the morning at the t-ball tournaments, I could be shooting balls over the fence.
But they will know who it's coming from.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. They'd run or get hit in the head, and they'd be like, "Oh, sorry,
sorry, I've been practicing."
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I took Mike out for for a lunch date.
Well, that's nice.
That's nice. And then just did some chores. We didn't get to watch a movie though. Oh well. What about you? What did you do all weekend?
Well, I got my garden planted finally, my vegetable garden.
What do you have?
I got 3 different types of tomatoes. I got Roma. I got some purple cherry tomatoes, I think that's what they're called. But they're like a purplish color when they start to ripen. And then there's 2 different hybrids I tried to see which ones work the best out.
Okay.
Then I planted some pepper plants. So I have some bell peppers and yellow peppers.
Okay.
Not that I can eat them, but I can bake, but I can roast them and make soup out of them.
Oh, okay.
I can't chop them up, eat them any other way because then they give me heartburn. I planted a cantaloupe plant, some okra.
Really? You're gonna try something really big it would grow?
Yeah. Well, we got the gourds growing over there on the old garden.
Oh, okay.
Area. And they're taking up the whole thing. Damn house, you can't even walk back there hardly. So many gourd plants. I got a zucchini plant, and I got to find a squash plant and a cucumber plant. The cucumber plant said at Home Depot didn't work for me, so.
Yeah.
Get those planted, and I think I'll be set for this year.
Have you been lucky before growing
these things? Last year we did a garden, but we did it on the house, and I thought there was going to be enough sun back there. But it didn't get enough sun for the tomato plants to really do anything. And they kind of bloomed late and were slow growing and they kind of rotted. So we moved them. Everything's got full sun now all day long.
Nice. Okay. So at least you got lucky with that. I tried doing squash and carrots last year and just failed really miserably.
The rule of thumb is fruits and roots, full sun, lettuce, or leaves and I forgot how it goes, leaves and something else, partial shade.
Okay.
So like lettuce and stuff like that grows, cabbages, collards grow better in low light. Well, they don't have to have full sun. Where tomatoes and squash and stuff
needing full
fruit
sun.
Like that needing full sun. So,
I did try years ago. I did try tomatoes. I was able to grow tomatoes, and actually got.
Well, tomatoes are actually easy to grow. You can get a 5-gallon bucket, take a bag of manure, dump it in it, and plant the tomato in it, and then put your rack around it. And just keep it watered and it will grow. And that's probably the best way to grow tomatoes.
Okay.
So if you live in a small apartment or a small backyard and you want to have fresh tomatoes and stuff like that, just get you a 5-gallon bucket from Home Depot, drill a couple holes in the bottom, put your tray under it, put a bag of cow manure in there, and then plant your plants and put one of the rice.
Does that have to be cow manure? How about Miracle-Gro?
Cow manure is better. Yeah. Actually, you can just take the bag of cow manure and cut a hole in the top of it and stick the plant down in there. And then seal it back up and it'll grow like crazy. Because it loves cow manure. So.
Okay. Maybe we should try that.
So, and then you got invited to go. It was last minute. But Saturday night we went and saw Lord Huron.
And no, I wanted to go, but I was doing some chores. I was out already. I was doing some stuff. And it was really short notice. But I appreciate
but it was
the
good concert.
I guess it was.
Last year we drove all the way to New Orleans one night to watch Lord Huron. And then turned around the next morning and drove back. Because everywhere else they were that was close by were festivals. And you had to buy these tickets to watch everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then when they got here to Houston, to the Houston Festival, they got rained out. So, they only got like 2 songs out. So, it was good to see them.
With a full.
And a full and
well, it's House of Blues.
Yeah, it was House of Blues. So, it was nice. It wasn't that big. And the place you saw them in New Orleans was an old movie theater house that was converted and had a nice stage. It was small and intimate and it was good. So, but I like the music. Their second album. Strange Trails just got released, so it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And they had an opening act, and I never caught the name because people were so loud around me. And every time they said it, I couldn't hear what the guy was. But he's from Texas. I think he's down around Orange or something like that. But he's kind of New Orleans blues jazz kind of
stuff. What? Somewhere there in Orange, in Texas.
Skinny black dudes group, but they were awesome. They were a great opening band. And I went online today trying to look on websites to see who opened for them. Couldn't find anything. So if anybody knows who opened for Lord Huron here in Houston, let me know. Because I just got an album coming out in June and I want to grab it.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. So.
Okay. Well, just to move on, we actually have a special guest today because,
it was Mother's Day.
It's Mother's Day yesterday. And every Mother's Day, we try to get a mom in the show. So here's our special guest. Ray's mom. Joining us today is Ray's mom, Linda. How are you doing, Linda?
I'm doing just fine.
Yes, and happy Mother's Day.
happy day to you too.
Well, Ray and I just thought of giving you a call because, you know, if it's a, you know, whenever we have a Mother's Day special, so we always have a special guest, which is you, which is always good.
Well, thank you so much for thinking of me.
This is what, the second time you've been on the show or the third time?
Yeah.
Probably the third.
Third, I believe.
Third, yeah.
Third time. Okay. So we have some questions for you. And okay.
Okay.
So, Linda, what was it like having the most awesome son of all time next to Jesus Christ, that is?
It means a lot. It means I've raised him right.
Okay.
he believes in the Lord.
Yes.
And I like everything he does. I mean, we don't have any problems.
Oh, good. Okay.
Well, that's good.
No problems.
No problems at all.
You got that recorded right. No problem.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay. I got it in recording.
Yeah, you got me on the air right now.
Yeah, that's right.
off air, she'll probably tell you all kind of stuff. But so.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
No, Ray and I've never had any problems. I don't think. I think we've always clicked, and no.
But most of the time,
I get disturbed like any mother, but. Mm-hmm. We're fine.
So, do you recall a time in the past that he gave you big trouble when he was younger, maybe, and that you had to use a belt on him, maybe, or I don't know, you punished him or made him go to his room?
I never spanked Ray.
Oh, you don't? Oh, okay. But
no, I don't think I spanked any of them.
Did you ever send him to their room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was many times for that one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I do remember as a child, we'd go to Kmart, and I'd get, you know, back then they had the circular clothes racks.
Yeah, he'd hide from me.
I'd hide from her, or I'd get there and start throwing a tincture attachment, and she'd just walk off.
And then I'd pinch him, and he'd go to screaming so everybody could hear, "Mama beat me!"
That's so cute. That is nice.
And I'd always go to the toy department, and then I'd get running around Kmart and couldn't find them, and then I'd have to go have them paged. So
nice. It's such a
But she used to be mean to me.
Oh, really?
Yes. There's these train tracks that runs pretty close to her house.
Uh-huh.
When I was being bad, they'd go over and say, "All right, we're gonna let you out. This is the devil's train tracks. He's gonna come get you."
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, please. I never did that.
Oh, come on. You and Grandma used to do that to me all the time.
Okay.
I've done that even to the granddaughters.
Uh-huh.
Does it still work?
No.
No.
They just laugh at me.
Yeah, so yesterday was Mother's Day. What did the kids do for you? Did they treat you like a queen?
Yes. We had lunch together, and I took a nap, and we watched movies, and everything was just nice. It was a pretty day here.
Oh, okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was a nice time.
Mm-hmm. So one of the questions here, by the way, Linda, is how do you feel about your son's life choices?
My son's life choices.
Yeah, what are your life choices, Ray? What do you think of her life choices? Oh, his life.
I love
his.
Robbie.
Aw.
Well, see, she
really
the second question.
Oh, we,
and I loved anybody else he was involved with.
Okay. And
but, you know, he's got to live his own life. He's old enough now. I can't baby him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's hard to raise him right now. We're having a hard time here, too, in Houston.
Yeah. It's he's his own man.
Uh-huh.
And I'm proud of him.
Aw.
And the only thing she's upset about is I don't have grandchildren for her.
Oh, really?
That's, you know, the day he told me he was gay, I cried all afternoon because I wouldn't have grandchildren.
Oh, really? What? There's still a chance. Maybe?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
I am too old.
So
I'm not going to be one of those old-ass parents going through menopause when my kids are teenagers. It just ain't happening.
Uh-huh.
Well, He better not have any while he's in Texas. He better get closer to mama.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So how had you known Ray was gay earlier in his life? What would you have done differently? I mean, what would you have done differently?
I wouldn't have done anything differently. I knew. Deep down, I knew.
We used
to go to the college he was at and spend the night and things. I knew. Mm-hmm. Just couldn't put two and two together.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
It was really easy for you to come. Wait, you figured it out. Me, when I came out, I actually told my mom, and she couldn't believe it because I was wearing a mustache. So so she thought I wasn't gay. How could I be gay? Because I have a mustache.
Well, that's because
mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's because in the Philippines, all the gay guys are girly boys.
Well, yeah. I mean, the older folk would think that if you're gay, you want to be a woman, but that's not really the case. So yeah,
I understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
Ray and I've never had any trouble. I mean, he told me. Broke my heart, but I knew.
Mm-hmm. But you knew.
You know, everything's fine.
Oh, okay. It's always like that in the beginning.
She's got two grandkids now that keep her busy, so that's enough.
Yeah.
She'd had more. She wouldn't have enough time in the day.
Yes, I would.
Really, you don't have time for little Billy Ray's, you know, going rocking.
That's right. All yes. Well, send me a plane ticket, and I can be there in an hour or two.
Well, Manny is sitting on the couch waiting on you.
Yeah.
So he's like, Grandma will not come pick me. I said, she'll be back one day.
Mm-hmm. Well, Manny might be waiting a while.
Yeah. So what's keeping you busy right now? Do you plan any vacations this year or vacations from your vacation?
I want to come out and see Ray and Robbie sometime, but I was thinking about maybe October because I like to go to that, what is that festival, Ray?
Renaissance Festival.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Renaissance.
Renaissance Festival.
I like to watch those people.
Yeah, that's all. That's always fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, we found out that at the Renaissance Festival at the campgrounds up there, they have a kinky and fetish weekend. So you might want to go watch that because then it'd get real crazy.
Oh, I didn't know you into that. Wow.
No, she.
As long as you're with me to take care of me,
oh,
I might get wild.
Oh no, I ain't into that mother son incest stuff. No.
Oh my God! It's the first time.
I might get wild. You never know.
That's good. Okay, so what would you tell other mothers out there with gay children? What's your advice?
To have patience and love them no matter what.
Oh, that's true.
You may not understand. You'll never understand. But they're your child. You know, just have patience.
Yeah.
It works out.
You know, when with my mom, at first she was really against it, and she was like, "I'm going to disown you," things like that. But then when she met my partner, she was okay, and she had fun with him, and you know, she said, "You know, take care of my Maynard, take care of my Maynard." So
well,
yeah,
I've never told Ray I'm against it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know, we've always talked about it, and.
Yeah,
I've enjoyed being with every partner he's had.
Yeah, at least you're more advanced. It's just that in my family, you know, having a Filipino parents, and you know, my mom would very Catholic and everything, and you know, she's set in her old ways, and she didn't really. But then she warmed up to it, and she's okay with it, and she likes talking to Mike once in a while. Yeah, so that's always good.
See, there you go.
Yeah, I mean it.
Or Robbie and I talk.
Yeah, that's always good. Mm-hmm. So speaking of that, so how do you feel about Ray getting married?
I think it would be fine. Mm-hmm. I'm a notary, and I have married several gay couples here in South Carolina.
Oh, really? Wait a second.
Yeah.
Wow. So you go after your mom then? Yeah. You know, being a solemnizer in a way. Oh, wait, notary? Wait, you did notary for...
In South Carolina, notaries can marry people.
Oh, okay, notaries.
So that's like
notaries can marry people.
Oh,
and
okay.
I've done several here since they made it legal in South Carolina.
Oh, okay, yeah, so that's right.
I've got nothing against it. It's their choice.
Yeah.
All I'm there for is the ceremony and get the money.
Yeah, did you? As long as they pay.
Emphasis on the money part. Yeah.
So did you know that Ray was the one who got my me and my partner got married us? He's the one who did the ceremonies for us.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so that's why, you know, like mother, like son.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So yeah, and we were in Massachusetts. We were in in Provincetown, Massachusetts, and we were at the beach, and Ray prepared all these papers and everything, and he's the one who got us together.
That's good.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. That's so good.
Well, the good thing is we don't have to worry about getting married in Texas because Texas is getting ready to succeed if the Obama invasion didn't happen soon.
Oh, that's right.
You know, so we'll have to go somewhere else and get married, live.
Okay.
So, well,
are you and Robbie thinking about it?
Well, he asked me to marry him when you were out here the last time.
I know.
So.
But have you made it legal?
No.
Not in Texas, though.
You know, I got to have a big wedding.
Oh, that's right.
I'm all about being Bridezilla.
Oh, my gosh.
Linda, you're going to pay for it.
If he pays for it, I can pull it off.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. I'll be waiting for that that wedding gift from my father just right after the child support comes through.
Yeah, we'll keep waiting on that one. Yeah,
yeah, so.
That's right.
But let's don't talk about daddy.
Oh,
we won't.
Yeah,
that's
we
next
won't.
Month.
That's next month.
We'll talk about our daddy issues then.
Daddy issues. Well, Linda, thank you so much for joining us in the show. It's always a pleasure.
I'm glad. I'll be glad to be on again another year.
Yes, okay. That's right.
Just give me a call.
Yes, next time we'll talk about Ray's, what he's done when he was in high school and stuff like that.
That's right. You can tell them about the great panty incident.
The panty incident.
Yeah.
Okay.
She got a whole couple hours of steam on that one for her.
Yeah, probably. All right.
It was worth it.
Okay.
All right. Y'all take care, and I love you both.
All right.
Love you too.
Mama.
Bye.
Okay. Hope to see you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Mom, for being on the show. And lying. No,
and lying. It's always nice to have your mom in the show. And I don't know. I have to think really difficult questions next year.
That question about having the most awesome son next to Jesus Christ. Touch
oh, really? Yes. Okay. Touch you in the different places.
Yeah,
so. Okay. So thanks, Mom. Thanks, thanks, Linda. Okay. So let's go to entertainment, Ray. What do we have here? Oh, really?
You take the first one. I got the second one. We got two little quick entertainments here.
Okay. All right. So the last season of American Idol set for Fox's 2015 to 2016 lineup. So Fox says American Idol will air its 15th and final season next year. The once blockbuster singing contest, which launched the careers of Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, and Jennifer Hudson, has seen its audience dwindle and age. Idol will return in January for its 15th and final season with host Ryan Seacrest and judges Jennifer Lopez, Keith Urban, and Harry Connick Jr., Fox said Monday.
Yep.
So,
and this week is the last week of American Idol 14. So
I see. Okay.
So, but The Voice is still out there.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of like The Voice a little bit better than like American Idol.
Yeah, because I think there's just too many things involved with American Idol. Whereas in The Voice, it's already narrowed down.
Well, The Voice, they get to coach him and talk to him and say, look, here's how you do a performance. You need to do this. You need to do that.
Yeah.
Where American Idol, they just critique them on the stage and that's all you see. And they either take it or they don't. And I've seen that this year in American Idol, one of the final contestants. They critiqued him and he said, well, I'm sticking true to my art. And they're like, well, do you want a freaking recording contract and become an artist so you can do your own shit? Or do you want to sit here and still be on the streets of Nashville singing on the street corner? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was pretty clear. And then he was like, well, but, you know. And I think on The Voice, they would have coached him and said, look, you need to work on this. You need to work on this. Try this song. I like what you're doing, but do this. So, and give them that professional advice that I don't think they really get on American Idol.
Yeah, that's true.
Or the guidance and the tutelage and the coaching on it. So,
yeah.
In fact, Harry Connick Jr. said several times, I wish we could coach you guys. So,
Oh, really? That's what he was saying?
Yeah, because I don't get to see him or talk, interact.
Oh, yeah. In Idol, he in would Idol, say that. Yeah. I wish we could coach you guys, but it's not the format of the show.
Yeah, not the format of the show, so.
Oh, that's really sad.
But okay. On the next one, there's a new series on Netflix. You know, Netflix has been turning out some good series lately. We just got done with Daredevil. Have you watched all of that yet?
I have watched all of Daredevil. It's okay. Just awesome.
All right. Well, this is a new steamy trailer for the new original series called Sense8. And it's quite an interesting little trailer to watch. It's pretty hot. So I got the link that Maynard can put in the show notes so you can go look at it. Netflix is giving a taste of what we can expect from their brand new original series, Sense8, which debuts Friday, June 5th. Sense8 tells the story of 8 people from around the world whose lives are suddenly and inexplicably connected in a fight for their own survival.
Wow.
And the way the premise of the show is working, these 8 people are connected, they can read each other's minds.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
So they're all different types from around the world, and they have different backgrounds. So, like, in the previews, you see there's this girl being attacked, and she's like, oh, my God, somebody help me. And one of the guys is a martial arts specialist.
Oh, so...
So she can all of a sudden do Kung Fu Chewy.
Oh, wow.
Ah! So it looks pretty good.
Oh, that's interesting.
But what I'm really excited about this is J. Michael Straczynski is the creator of this show, and he did Babylon 5.
Oh, but I thought people didn't like Babylon 5.
I think, well, Babylon 5 had a big following. It just had shitty network support.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Because it lasted for many years, and there were a bunch of movies afterward. And then he threw a thing to restart Star Trek, and they said no. Because that's kind of why he ended Babylon 5, because he thought he was going to do Star Trek.
Ah, okay.
So, but the Wachowskis are co-creators and directors on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, it has a couple of the cast members. There's Max Remelt, how do you say that? Remelt? It's German. And he was in a movie, if you're all on Netflix, called Free Fall, which is about a police officer that's gay, and it is awesome and hot. So watch it. Naveen Andrews from Lost.
Which one is she?
He's the Indian guy.
Oh, the Indian guy, okay.
Okay. And then Brian J. Smith from Stargate, who is the hunky lieutenant.
Who replaced Richard Dean Anderson, wasn't he?
No.
No?
No, he was the younger lieutenant on the group on Stargate.
Oh, Stargate Universe. Universe.
Yeah,
keep thinking SG-1.
So,
okay.
He's one they usually walk around showing him with a shirt off because he's always so cut.
Mm.
And he's also done a couple of little gay films in his past.
Oh, interesting.
So it's interesting what's going to happen there. But Maynard to post the YouTube video so you can watch the premiere, the trailer for it.
Okay, I'm looking forward to see this. Sense8. It's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
All right, I'll take the gay because I can relate to this.
Okay, thanks, Cesar. Cesar.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, really?
So, I can relate to this because I'm turning 39 tomorrow. What's it like to be an 82-year-old on Grindr? And this Cesar posted this one, so thank you, Cesar. And if I don't comment, thank you for all the articles, Cesar. Thank you, because I kind of got in a competition with you last week. I was like, this little bitch has posted everything. I can't even post anything on the Gay Geek and Bizarre because he's already posted it.
Uh-huh.
So, well, anyway, he's fast. Thank you, Cesar.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
This article originally appeared on Vice Canada, and I've cut this down, but I'm going to read the meat of it. So, there's one thing gay men recognize about their
milieu
is the rather severe ageism that pervades it.
Ageism.
Which we saw last week with charging over 40s for
yes.
a deal. Profiles on sex sites often strict age guidelines around age. No one over 40, no one over 30. Some even say no one over 25. Did they pull the profile? Not only is being gay expensive, a new leather jacket is required every year, but it's also apparently a young man's game. Thus, Montrealer Chris Wilson, out and proud since early 70s, is definitely a trailblazer. At the age of 82, he remains active on the sex and single scene in La Belle province, cruising sites like Grindr, Adam for Adam, and Squirt. Wilson sat down with Vice to chat about what it's like to meet up online when you're an octogarian. Vice, when did you first go into sex sites? Wilson's reply was, about 7 years ago. I think I got some spam, which interested me, and I went to a site called Horny Matches. Everyone seemed to be really fake and never around. Then I saw an ad for Squirt, so I started squirting. About 5 years ago, I was visiting with a friend from
Concordia,
a hustler who introduced me to Grindr. Very slowly, I looked at it, and it took me a while to get acclimated. There are various codes you have to pay attention to and ways that people communicate things. For me, it's really important to have a sense of how distant people are, and Grindr does that. I'm happy to chat with people in Montreal, but you chat with some people across the border, not so much, because there's so much scrutiny of people crossing the U.S. border these days. I wouldn't want to end up on any watch list. I don't miss any chats with people in Ottawa because it's too far and the city's too boring.
Wow. Yet,
you weren't daunted by the ageism on Grindr. It seems like many younger people who use it, that advice asks.
Oh, that's true. People that can use phones.
Yeah. When I first started on Grindr, there were a number of offensive gay men that would say, what are you doing on this site? My response would be that.
Really?
Yes. Well, you know how haters are on hookup sites. Would be that I'm gay, this is a gay site, and that gays come in all ages and sizes. I would say I have much as right to be here as you, and watch what you say because you'll be my age soon if you quit doing all that ecstasy and don't die before then.
Yeah.
I don't pick quarrels with users. Occasionally I see something offensive. If I see something about bestiality, I'll report it. Generally speaking, the people who are more polite lately. I used to work for a volunteer helpline, the gay line in Montreal, and that gave me a handle on how to deal with chatting online. I had chats with people on Grindr and ended up talking to them about how sad they were and ended up counseling them out of suicidal thoughts. You seem to spend a lot of time online. You've got your phone on now to Grindr. So how often do you hook up? About twice a month. That's my batting average. I'm not really a top anymore. With a great deal of persuasion.
It's a power bottom.
Persuasion, I could be, but mainly I like to give oral or bottom. There are people who are quite happy with that, even with an older person. Sometimes if they had an early experience with an older person, they're comfortable with it. Some young people aren't into their own age group. I'm happy to share my intimacy with them. I love culture, so sometimes I might just go to a concert with someone.
Really? It's like an episode of Vicious. Have you seen
yes,
Vicious?
I've seen Vicious. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, a lot of people, as it gets older, people are still sexual.
Yeah.
But it's also about companionship and having friends and
yeah.
Something new to do stuff with, too. I think when you're younger, it's all about the sex. And as you age, it gets less about the sex and more about companionship.
Yeah. And being around the same, you know, just same
like-minded people. They don't have to be the same age because, you know, that's what keeps you young is being versatile and not in bed, but in doing stuff and experiencing stuff.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Agree.
Vice asking, you came out a long time ago. How would you compare cruising then to now? He says, coming out in the 70s meant going out to bars and people were often drunk. You could stay somewhere all night and not get picked up or take someone home you weren't sure of. Going online gives you a lot of options. Obviously, you had to figure out who's sincere and who's not. But once you do that, you can set your own parameters and filters and meet people you're generally into. I find Grindr especially helpful when traveling. When I was in London, England, I got hit on about 40 guys. I had sex 8 times in 7 days.
Wow.
You go, girl.
Oh, my God.
So, maybe to post a link because it's a really long article and they get into more details and stuff, but that was the meat of it.
He's an 82-year-old guy and he's getting more than many of us combined. Oh, my gosh.
You go. That's hope for me that somebody else doesn't want my old ass.
There's this hope for us when we get old. Okay, so let's go to the geek. Okay, the geek now, I took this one because I've been experimenting with these devices all along to be connected to this TV most of the time, whether it's an Android stick or whatever. Right now I have a small tablet here that I'm connecting to this TV just to play around with it. But this one is really cheap. And it's kind of impressive by itself. So here we go. $9 computer killing it on Kickstarter. It's on Kickstarter right now. Kickstarter right now. So who wants a $9? It's less than $10. $9 computer, and it sounds cheap, but it's kind of impressive, even though it's cheap. So while Apple may produce widely sleek laptops and desktops for those with thousands of dollars to spend, those with a considerably smaller budget may be intrigued by Chip, C-H-I-P, Chip. It's a Raspberry Pi-based motherboard that can be connected to peripherals and the internet. Okay, so Next Thing Company, based in Oakland, put its deck of cards unit on Kickstarter this month with a fundraising goal of $50,000 and surpassed $700,000 from 15,000 backers. The campaign closes on June 6th. I probably buy one of this. It's $9. So cheap, Chip boasts a suite of useful capabilities anchored to a 1 gigahertz processor with 512 megabytes of RAM and 4 gigs of storage. LibreOffice, it's like OpenOffice or like your usual Microsoft Office. It allows users to create spreadsheets. Scratch lets them play and create games, and the Chromium browser connects them to the internet. So it's pretty much like a browser in a $9 chip that you can connect to your TV, and with Chrome, you can already surf the net and do things that you already do with your regular computer, only a whole lot cheaper. And if you're, you can put it on your TV as alongside with all your DVR and everything, or if you want to.
So the little dongle you had,
yeah,
that you sent back was what, the Android version?
It's an Android version. It's $20, but then, it's also underpowered. But it was good enough too. It's just that it was the reason why I returned it was because it was a redundant device for me. I already have a tablet and everything you can do.
What I don't understand is why Apple TV, why you can't hook a keyboard and mouse to it and use it as a computer or something similar to that.
Yeah, I mean the Apple TV has. It's pretty much it's like iOS. It's like iOS that really stripped down. They can do specific tasks right now. And I think the next version of Apple TV, people can actually program for it. So maybe there's going to be keyboard.
Let's hope so.
Yeah,
let's hope so. It'd be nice to be able to just like, because sometimes I'd like to surf, but trying to surf on the TV or something with the freaking remote
is
just a pain in the ass. So.
Yeah, what do you guys think? Are you guys going to buy one of these? It's only $9. Just back it. The end in June 6th.
And you know what? If you have, I was thinking about Robbie's parents because they're in their 80s.
Mm-hmm.
That might be something good for them. So they got a big screen they could be on. They could see the stuff. And then they could, basically all they want to access internet and stuff is not like they really type documents and check emails.
Yeah, if they check emails or just even surf or watch XTube. No, sorry. Not YouTube, sorry.
YouTube, yeah.
You can watch YouTube on the Chrome browser.
I can access Netflix through it and all the
Stuff. If you have Hulu. Browser access, you can do Hulu, you can do Netflix, you can do everything in the browser at that point. So, it's $9. Yeah, just three cups of coffee. Give it up. Just to buy one of these to back them up. Okay. You have until June 6th. I'll probably try to get one of these also. Okay, so.
All right. So now we got our app. And this, I'm so excited about this one. I don't know what to do. In fact, I got to go download it tomorrow.
Really?
You can download it. You can now download an app that blocks all mentions of the Kardashians. You're welcome.
I really don't care for them.
I don't either. Kardashian haters rejoice. There's a new app called Card Block that prevents any news about the polarizing clan from appearing on any of your social media platforms. The app's creator, James Shamsi of
Chameleon,
Louisiana, is pretty much blunt about his rationale for the program. We're tired of logging on to any site and seeing stories of the Kardashian family overshadow real news. So we're creating an ad block version of the Kardashians, the hashtag card block. We don't care about how Kane and Kim didn't care when Amy Schumer fell over.
Kanye.
Okay, whatever.
You don't care for him.
Freaking God, I don't like him either.
I don't like him either.
We don't care about who the Kardashians are or aren't sleeping with. We don't care that Kim dyed her hair blonde. We don't care about the Kardashians. We do, however, care about raising awareness of transsexuality, the one benefit of the Kardashians. We do care about raising attention and money for thousands that died in Nepal. We do care about the tens of thousands being slaughtered by ISIS. Well then, get card blocked.
How does it even work? I mean,
I don't know. But
just have your phone installed.
I guess
and then
when you open up apps and stuff, it looks if it sees anything. I guess it's kind of like a web filter that goes in and blocks stuff.
Oh, okay, interesting.
So,
yeah, go down and make a review. All right, let's go to the bazaar. The bazaar here is kind of painful to think about. Just the title of it.
Well, so, especially for one person.
Yes, cop jailed for biting man's testicles during a fight. So that's a real low blow.
And yes, it was a Baltimore police officer.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
So they're not only killing black men.
They're also biting
testicles off.
So the Cinco de Mayo tussle was over a woman.
It's always a damn woman.
Yep. And it landed Michael Flagg in jail. Mr. Flagg had bloodshot eyes, slurred words, and strong odor of alcohol coming from his person. Documents showed. So a report from WBAL, I guess it's Baltimore, says as Flagg was being arrested, he told cops he was a police officer. Reports say the bitee actually got the better of him in the fist fight. After we broke them up, is when he disclosed he'd been bitten in the testicles. Oh my God, that's so painful. He was upset. Witness Thomas Bourne told TV 11. He was bleeding in his area. After it happened, it was bleeding. His crotch was bleeding. Ugh. Flagg faces charges of second-degree assault and I was about to say pubic.
Yeah, and pubic intoxication.
Public intoxication. Investigators didn't find the other man involved in the fracas. The Baltimore Police Department released a statement saying, these charges are disturbing, and we have an obligation as police officers to conduct ourselves in a professional manner on and off duty. So, it's just painful just thinking about it. Yeah, you may have won in the fist fight, but your balls got
your balls got bit off.
Oh.
I should have went back to the article about how much your testicles are worth and see how much they were worth.
That's right.
In Maryland.
What is it? I think Illinois is the one who pays more.
Yeah.
Remember, it's Illinois, about 75,000, something like that.
I think everybody else like 30,000 to 40,000.
So if you have a dismemberment, if your fingers get cut off or your arm get cut off, they have a price for it. But then if you lose testicles if you lose a testicle, you also have a price for it. So I think Illinois pays the most.
Yep.
All right, so just a few audience comments. Actually, we have one from Boss MRG from YouTube. He says, Hey, what's up, boss? You guys are the best. Keep it up. You're both damn sexy.
Really. You're damn right we are.
You're damn right. Thanks, Boss MRG. And what else? Yeah, happy birthday to Joe Malucci again. He's the one who runs Bay Radio Network. And, of course, Ray's birthday. Happy birthday, Ray.
Yay!
Yay!
39.
He's 39. Right. 39 my ass. Okay, so if you want to contact us or send your greetings to Ray, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or if you want to voice your opinion or comment on an article we have talked about on the show, then leave us a voicemail at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes, give your voice messages and we will play it in the show. Or you can even say happy birthday to Ray! Yay! He's 39 years old, right? And subscribe by iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. You can also listen to the show on Bay Radio Network and Stitcher Radio. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. And we'll catch you guys in the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many woofs and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
In this episode of BPC.
Wait. What are you moving here?
It was sliding down. I was trying to catch it.
All right.
Okay. All right. Let's try this again.